So it's really great. We can talk about some of the tensions, the difficulties and the stress of Christmas. Gosh, isn't it filled with them? But you know, the heart of Christmas is fellowship. Fellowship. Love expressed in genuine togetherness. Families gathered together. The lonely embraced with company. The homeless sheltered. And everywhere the world covered in a blanket of joy and laughter, feasting and peace around a shared common table. Now, by everything they're advertising on the BBC, that's not going to be how EastEnders is. However, you know, it's not about a soap opera. And it may not be our real life in practice. Spoken of may not be our real life in practice, but it's our hope, it's our yearning, it's our desiring. It's rested in God's own reaching out to us as a baby. See, Christmas, God gets personally involved with us. God, if you like, moves into the neighborhood. Angels serenade despised shepherds, inviting them to visit Jesus. Wise men see the signs of life, of what's happening. They see him moving in, and they travel with gifts to welcome him. A betrothal broken down becomes a happy family. God's got involved with us, offering his peace, his healing of all that's wrong, his rescue from all that's evil to everyone who will welcome him. In scriptural terms, it's statement, our long march in exile from Eden is ended. God is calling us home. He's moved into our neighborhood and he's offering us open house. Come to me, Jesus says. Come to me, all who are heavy laden, weary and worn out. I will give you rest. It's God's peace, shalom, rest. God is expressing his deep love for us. Who never thought he would bother with us. People all over the world are knowing God's love, who once thought he would never bother with them. Now, love, of course, always involves choices. God is inviting us to join with him in great adventure. Live with me. Go with me. Change your heart. Transform my world. Enter into a heaven-centered life. Of course, we welcome you here. We send you home with blessing and peace. But when you go home, are you going to settle back into the old routines? Or will you take the adventure? Will you step out into daring to go with God? The treasure of Christmas is not what you've received in wrapping paper today. Well, I can't remember the presents I got when I was Emily and Freya's age, though I enjoyed them at the time. The great adventure is of a new life, rooted and established in Jesus Christ. Emmanuel, God with us. See, God's got involved with us. He's moved into our neighborhood. He's opening house to us. Will you dare to go in? Will you dare to go with him? Will you dare to live his way? Amen.